Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Ambassador David Mack, a Middle East Institute scholar and former diplomat to the region. Ambassador Mack, the president of Tunisia, Beji Caid Essebsi, passed on. He is not that well known to a lot of people, but I think that many of us would be surprised at how pivotal a role he played, especially in the post-Arab Spring. What was the importance of this man?
Well, the importance of Beji Caid Essebsi was that he was himself a political moderate. He had a reputation inside Tunisia, a country that is deeply split between secular and what we might roughly call Islamist or more pious Muslim populations. And Beji, although himself was personally, I would say, secular, was a person who had the ability to talk to people of all different persuasions. He was in the opposition to Ben Ali, but it was a moderate opposition and that wasn't making too many waves. And when the Arab Spring, so-called Arab Spring, took place, beginning in Tunisia, he was at that time already a very elder statesman. In fact, I was somewhat surprised that he was still alive and healthy enough to exercise a role in Tunisian politics, and he turned out to exercise a role that was both pivotal and critical.
At what stage in your career and in his career did the two of you meet for the first time?
I met him in the early 80s. Although he'd been in the opposition to President Habib Bourguiba, the historic Tunisian independence fighter and president, he was brought back after some serious labor-government collisions that led to lots of loss of life. And he was brought back as Minister of Interior to try to calm things down, something he did very well.
You are listening to Ambassador David Mack, a Middle East Institute scholar and former U.S. diplomat to the region. He was, if I remember correctly, prime minister before he was president, and this was in the immediate aftermath of the Arab Spring, which, as you pointed out, started in Tunisia. Now, that says something about the country, that the first Arab Spring that we ever heard about started there, and quite frankly, it sounds like it was the only real successful Arab Spring.
It was obviously necessary to have some kind of political evolution in Tunisia that provided a greater sense of national unity.
Do you think that he personally played a role in the success of this particular Arab Spring?
Oh, I have no doubt of that, because he, first of all, had been a practicing politician who had an experience in making compromises among conflicting elements, as he had between labor and the government when he was briefly interior minister. But secondly, he was able to reach out to the Tunisians of a more pious streak than he himself personally was, and show that he appreciated, understood their concerns, as well as the concerns of the vast part of the Tunisian public who are living from day to day without knowing where the next day's food is going to come from. Because Tunisia, although it looks pretty shining when you go there on a tourist trip and just visit to Tunis and some of the archaeological sites and some of the fancy tourist developments on the sea, you think, oh well, this is sort of like southern Europe. Well, in fact, most of the country is very different, and it needs somebody who's able to reach out to disparate parts of the population.
So he was inclusive. He was a person who reached out to everybody.
He was inclusive, and he reached political compromises with the probably most popular political party, the Ennahda party, which is an Islamist party, but a fairly moderate Islamist party, one that wants to have a greater role for Islam in the educational system, and so on, and greater deference to people who want to practice their piety. And he was able to reach out to them and show that he was sensitive to their concerns.
Ambassador David Mack, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.